Sorry about that, Marcus. The calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance, and they only have an hour recording time. So once it hits that 1 hour mark on the conversation, it does that. I have to start a whole new one. It's okay. That's totally fine. And then, so I sent you that calendar invitation. What's your last name? I didn't actually have your last name on here, so I just titled it to Marcus.
Hughes.
H-U-G-H-E-S. Okay. Like Howard Hughes.
Okay. Yep.
And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
And these can be changed at any time, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got to think here.
No, I hear you. I know you got that other job that you're working. Okay. Can you hear me, Marcus? Hello.
Hello, sorry, I'm here.
Oh. I think you muted yourself or something.
Yeah, I actually muted myself. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't hear what hours of operation you wanted to put there.
That's because I was still doing the math in my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you had that other job, so that's why schedule around
that's
that.
I was trying to take into account was the other job. Right now, as it stands, the time that we're able to come out and do jobs as it stands right now is mainly we do most of our jobs on the weekend.
Okay. Because so I'll definitely have I could put Saturday and Sunday as like open availability if you want, so that way they could call you anytime on the weekends. Or yeah, I can even leave the whole listing open availability. You know, you don't have to be very specific about your hours because some people don't want them because it kind of has like an open and closed icon on there. And obviously if it's closed in the evening or it looks like it's closed, then they're probably not going to contact you, you know? So some of them like to just leave it open.
Yeah, that would actually probably work best because...
Yeah, then they could call any time, right? And then you guys can hash out what's going to work for your schedule, right? With the customer.
Yeah, because, like I said, as it stands right now, the one truck we have I certainly do not have possession of. My father is using it because he blew the engine out in his truck.
Mm.
So he's got the truck, so I have to, on top of my schedule, I have to be beholden to his schedule. And he gets off in the evening, but I'm working in the evenings, which is why most of our jobs have been on the weekend, because on the weekend, we're both much more readily available.
Right.
Especially Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, open availability, because, yeah, once we get enough customers going to make this, like, where we can both, like, full-time devote ourselves to this,
mm-hmm.
without having to work other jobs to be able to make ends meet, then our availability will drastically increase.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll start it out as open, and then if you guys want to change it at any time, if you go to your text messages, I sent you my direct number and extension. It says, hi, this is John. So we have a 24/7 customer service available to you, and then I'm also here from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. So if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, I'm here, and there's also a rep that'll be able to help you make those changes and updates. Okay. So I have the business profile set up. I have the client interview scheduled. They're supposed to call you in about 15 minutes, so I got to actually wrap this up and notate the heck out of this call or this account. But in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Marcus, how did you want to do that?
Probably going to have to pay with a debit card.
Okay, you want to go ahead and grab that, because we're going to secure it, and then I'm going to start notating this, make sure everything's ready for your client interview here.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Okay. Okay. And did you say it was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. And I will send you this invoice receipt, so that way you guys can write it off at the end of the year here. It's considered a business expense, so you'll get it back that way and with the customers it brings in. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to? the 701 South Avery Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I didn't ask you, do you want me to hide this address on Google? So that way the customers don't know about this residence?
Yes, please. That would be...
No problem.
It's kind of like a paranoid safety precaution.
No, I do it for both of my companies as well. I'm pro Second Amendment, and I got two little boys, and the houses that we PIN verified are my dad and my father-in-law. So,
I'm Second Amendment friendly too. And
yeah, don't show up at my house uninvited.
An angry customer show up.
Yeah.
When an angry customer shows up, I'm.
Yeah, exactly. And what are you doing? Get off my lawn. All right. Yeah. And then I'll have that hidden for you. No problem. It'll still have the city, state, and zip, by the way, just so you know. It'll still say
right,
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't tell them what street to find me on.
Yeah, yeah, no. And the little dot is, the pin is very vague. But you will receive a postcard at that address. It'll say Google on it, and it'll say Wingman Services as well. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. It's called your PIN verification letter. And you only have to do that one time for as long as you own your business. And even if you're not using our services down the line, which I'm sure you probably still will be, but even if you did stop using it, you're always verified on Google. You'll have that profile, and you'll still have your reviews and your website attached to it. So it'll be useful for you. Okay. And then... on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
You sent it on what?
On the front of the card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 numbers at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back.
Sorry, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, no worries. I thought you grabbed the card.
Oh, sorry, my card. Sorry, we were just talking about postcard, and I'm like, what?
No, sorry. I was just informing you about the PIN verification process so that when you receive that card, you don't mistake it for junk mail or throw it away. That's something that you're going to need for this. It's a part of it.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I wasn't sure that we went over that earlier in the call, so that's why I wanted to make sure I mentioned it before I took the payment down.
We had not, but
okay.
Thank you. Sorry, scatterbrained.
No worries.
Today.
Oh, I hear you. I'm actually about to start my second cup, so I need it. But yeah, on the front of that payment method, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4239.
Okay, 4239.
0800 0800 0596 0596 1435 1435.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
125 125.
Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
783 783.
Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. So I need about 60 seconds of your undivided attention. This is going to outline the agreement, and we're going to send it to you in writing. You ready?
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Wingman Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Marcus Hughes, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you and your father are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
All right. And hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 18th of 2012. 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have included the .com website for you at no additional charge and waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $199. So you'll keep that discounted rate as long as you're with us. It states in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that you contact us before your next billing is due if you are going to discontinue the services. And we also recommend that when you sign up for our services that you try it for at least 2 months. And then it asks if you agree to these, and it's a recommendation. You're not required, right? It's still month to month. I just wanted to make sure I disclosed that with you. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
I agree.
All right. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive some welcome text messages and welcome emails here. One of them will say, Marcus, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it'll have a link inside it. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to want to sign off on that. So I'm going to hang on the line with you here, make sure you got that. And while I'm waiting for that to come through, I'm going to start notating the heck out of this account so that way my client interview technician can get ready for your client interview. Let me know when those texts come through, Marcus.
All right, the text came through. I'm going through this page.
Okay. At the very bottom, it'll ask you to authorize that you're a certified user. That way it's not somebody using your card or pretending to be you. So there's a little box you'll check there. And then at the very bottom, you have to type your first and last name to agree to the subscription terms. So this isn't a contract, but I want to make sure that you have in writing everything that we're doing for you and for that discounted pricing structure. And then we'll keep this on file, so that way there's no confusion about that moving forward. And then there are Google Guarantee campaigns that I could enlist you in. I don't know if that's something that you're interested in doing. I know right now you just want to kind of keep your overhead low and get this rolling, but maybe in the future here, a couple weeks or a couple months down the line, we can get the Google Guarantee going for you. And that's similar to HomeAdvisor, except for they guarantee the leads are exclusive, Google does. And they provide you with an insurance policy, and they put that Google Guarantee check mark up there. It can be kind of expensive, though, like that campaign. You know, they usually $250 to start, and then it goes up to $500 a month. On a per lead basis. So I don't know if you're interested in doing that. I know we're trying to get you away from paying per lead, but that's a lot better, a lot higher quality service if you're doing it with Google directly and they're seeing your business name up there rather than you on a company's website and them dispatching you leads. So just some food for thought.
I'd have to give that one some thought.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Sometime down the line. What I want to do now, like I told you earlier, is I want to start off as small as possible and just get your foot in the door, you know, start to get to know each other, start making you guys some money. Once we see everything's going smooth and, you know, then we can obviously revisit the conversation about doing bigger stuff down the line. Right now, this is just the foundation, getting everything going, getting the website built, getting you up there, getting you seen, getting phone calls coming in. Did you sign off on that, by the way?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, no worries. Take your time. I'm not rushing you. I just know that once you sign it, there's a username and password it's going to ask you for.
Sorry, I was just reading through the document first.
Yeah. It's totally fine.
Only fools don't read the contracts.
Oh, yeah. You're not binded to a contract. It's a month-to-month service, but this is going to have – there's a hard copy that's forwarded to your email. So you can always pull this.
I know it's not an actual contract, but, you know, the thought still applies.
Mm-hmm.
Only fools don't read
the paper. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't sign anything without looking at it, you know. That's the truth. I learned that the hard way growing up.
My dream is to one day be able to afford to have on retainer attorney that I can just hand legal documents to.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And you never have to read or sign off on any of that stuff anymore. Let your lawyer handle it. I had to do that, actually. I have a pretty good lawyer, and I have him oversee a lot of things. I've been working with him for years. Most legal stuff. They become your real close friends, you know, because lawyers you can talk to about stuff that you can't always talk to everybody about, because they got confidentiality agreements, you know. So I know that stuff I tell him isn't going anywhere else, whereas, you know, I could be pillow talking with my lady and she's blurting it out at brunch.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes I feel better talking to him about things than at home. Yeah, especially business wise, though. So it's good to have.
All right, it took me to the page about the username and the password.
Okay, so at the end of this client interview, because I got to get you over to that as soon as possible, they said to give them at least 15 minutes because I'm barely submitting the notes now. But at the end of the client interview, they're going to send you the username and password via email and a YouTube video that'll show you how to use it. Okay. Once you're logged into that, you could change the username and password to whatever you want. And then, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, or you need help with it after that, there's still a 24/7 customer service department and myself.
All right.
Okay. One thing I want to ask you, too, though, before we let you go here, there's a security question. It could be your first pet's name, your mother's maiden name, or the city that you were born in. We do that so that way when we call in, you know, before you authorize anything or if you sign up with another service, you know it's us, right? And then that way somebody can't call in pretending to be you or sabotage your listing. So which security question did you want to use for your account? It could be your first pet's name, your mother's maiden name, or the city that you were born in.
I think I'm going to go with mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name?
York.
York? Y-O-R-K, like New York?
Yep.
Or like the York peppermint patties? Those things are good. I haven't had one of those in a while, actually.
Oh, my mom loves those things.
I love them, too. Yeah, especially this time of the year. They always make me think of the holidays growing up. My grandfather actually always had like a big box of them, like a dispenser by the Christmas tree growing up. It makes me think of holidays.
Funniest thing is my mother, last name is York. Her first name is Debbie.
Debbie York. that's kind of, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that's kind of interesting. Like little Debbie's and then York. Yeah, that's,
yep.
There's a lot of irony in that. She must be a sweet, sweet lady.
Sure, I'll go with that.
Well, I was going to say she must be a chocolate lady, but we know that's not the case.
She's more salt and vinegar than sweet.
Yeah, I noticed that. I can actually see that in my own lady. I'm like, oh man, she's gonna become more and more ever since we had our boys. You know, she was the sweetest thing when I first met her, and then the boys just kind of drive her insane. So I think you made her that way over time.
Well, I think more she's just inheriting, because you know, over time women start to turn into their mothers a little bit.
Yeah.
And my grandmother is not necessarily the nicest or most stable person.
Mine wasn't either. Her name was Carolee Green, and she was Irish, obviously, with last name Green, right? But she was... I still hear stories to this day. She's been gone for 28 years. She died when I was just a baby. But all I hear was stories, man. And they say that woman was evil. And she would use my grandfather as the enforcer. And she'd come out and cause all kind of ruckus with the neighborhood. And she had four daughters, just on my mom's side.
Well, my grandmother is nuts.
Yeah, no, I hear, my mom was pretty much bipolar, too, growing up. My mom used to dig her nails into my shoulder. I think I still got a couple of scars. You know, it was either she would grab the ear and rip it until it felt like it was coming off my head. She would pull me by it, or she would dig her nails into my shoulder. That's how it's her way.
Do you remember when they used to make tent poles out of that composite material with, the string center?
Yeah.
My grandmother had a broken one of those. She had two of them. One
yeah,
had
it's
a
like
little
a
metal socket on the end of it, and the other one
oh, no,
two
no.
portions. There were two portions held together with that string.
Have you feeling like Jesus on the cross?
She could beat you with the regular one, and then the one that still had the string connecting the two halves together,
yeah.
with the metal socket. She could undo that, and so she could get you around corners and stuff, or just get you from a longer distance.
Yeah, that's bad.
Feed us with those tent poles.
Yeah, we used to get the wooden spoon a lot too. That was one, and our extension cords was another one. Hangers. My mom, yeah, and it was always my mom. My dad was a big guy, big strong guy. But he didn't ever have any interest in that. I think he was just more afraid of hurting us. But it was always my mom. My mom was the whooping. You know? First one to hug you and first one to spank you.
My dad was the one I was more terrified of, and he wasn't even
the
one hitting.
My dad was the one that gave me the look. You know, they just give you the look, and you're just like, okay.
My dad was...
No part of that. Yeah.
My dad did 24 years, I believe it was, in the Air Force. And
my dad was a military man, too. He was in the Marines.
That man would make you, if you misbehaved, he was less likely to beat you and more likely to come up with some sort of creative punishment. Like, here,
sit in the corner.
Heavy object.
Yeah,
in the corner,
a squat.
Hold this,
yeah, it sounds about right. My dad would make me squat up against the wall or put my nose in the corner and leave it in there 30 minutes to an hour. And that would drive me more nuts than anything, being a kid and not being able to run around or have any free will.
Yeah.
It's like jail.
When I was six, I had just seen the Zorro movie.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. With the mask and the... Was it Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, and I used to also watch late at night. I used to watch the old black and white Zorro episodes
mm-hmm.
of the TV show because I would.
Yeah.
The TV we had in my parents' room would get old Disney shows and stuff like that, so I'd watch the old Zorro episodes. Well, my dad left a can of gray engine paint sitting where I could get a hold of it, and I went all over the property painting Z's on stuff, painting them on a swing set, on a propane tank, on the side of his Chevy truck.
Oh, that would have done it. Oh, man, that would have done it.
So instead of beating me for it like he wanted to, bought a trailer.
Oh, my boys!
He handed me some sandpaper, and he made me hand sand that entire trailer, and reprimer it at six years old.
Learn your lesson, though. Make you think twice. Yeah, no, my boys messed up. Oh man, I got a nice camper in the garage, or if they hit my truck. Oh. My God, I think that would be the finish line for me. I think I'd have to whoop them. I haven't yet, you know. I'm very kind of against that, because I used to kind of resent my mom a little bit growing up. I feel like a lot of it was unnecessary, some of the stuff they did to us. But now that I have kids, I do see how they act when you're not looking.
Yeah, I kind of resented the whoopings, but at the same time, nowadays
necessary.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'd like to point anytime someone says something about, oh, whoopings are bad. I'm like, I'd like to point out I was whooped as a child, and
yeah, it's all good.
When I was a teenager, I sat at home, did my homework, didn't go out and cause trouble. So when everybody else was doing drugs and knocking up little girls, I was sitting at home reading Stephen King and
yeah,
minding my own damn business.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, the fear of God probably stopped me from committing the homicide when I was young. You know, just having the fear of, okay, I don't want to go to hell, you know, so that's why I'm like, okay, I need to make sure these guys understand the church, right?
I
teach them how to fish so they can feed themselves later on if they ever come into Armageddon or the economy comes crashing down.
Yeah, I'm less concerned about the fear of God and more the fear of running to my extended family.
Yeah.
In the afterlife.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too. Yeah, I hope they have the fear of me though in them too. I think it's kind of a good thing to have. I see that it'll stop them from doing a lot of stuff if they know Dad's gonna find out later, you know.
Yeah, well, my part of the reason, because you say the fear of God kept you from committing homicide.
Oh, definitely. I remember one time I really wanted to, you know, like I said, I was pro Second Amendment, so I was really ready to grab a pistol and head down to this guy's house. And I'm going, look, if I do this, and this must have been like 20 years old, you know what I mean, like 10 years ago. But I was like, if I do this, I'm going to go to hell. Then I'm just sitting in a jail cell. I'm like, this guy's not worth it.
Yeah, well, I've been less afraid of going to hell and more afraid of if I did something like that. My dad would probably fight way into the jail just to beat me.
You idiot. And start beating the crap out of you. Yeah, I could see that too. My dad's pretty cool now. He was a little firecracker when we were younger, but everybody's just so afraid of him. This guy was 6'4", 240. He's a big dude, and he was solid muscle. He was in the Marines, so he was just looking at him was just intimidating, you know?
Well,
I used to feel it. I'd walk around with him, and people would just kind of look at him like, ah, that's nasty.
Well,
he was always very straight-faced, blank-faced.
Well, before my dad... for the longest time when he was in the Air Force, he was security forces, and before he joined the military, he was a high school wrestling champ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So those military guys are always something else. They're always something else.
I can remember I've only ever swung at my father once, and he about broke my arm.
Yeah. My dad would invite me to do that all the time. I'd come home flexing or something all cool, or after a football game feeling all good about myself. You ready? Now, he tells me all the time. He's like, oh yeah, you're probably big enough to take me on now, but if you ever touch me, I'll shoot you. Yeah, he's like, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out.
My dad will still to this day, if I'm getting too big for my britches, he'll ask me if I want to fight, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, no, because one, there's a 50-50 chance I could take him.
Yeah.
But
you would just feel bad about it anyway, if you want.
Either way, we're both going to end up hurt.
Yeah.
Whether I win or not.
Yeah, nobody wins in a fight with family.
We're both going to end up physically hurt. He's probably going to pull his back and hurt his ankle, and I'm probably going to get my ass whooped.
All right, this client interview technician is asking me if I'm going to wrap up this call so that she can get started on the notes. So.
Sorry for distracting you.
No, you're okay. I love talking. I mean, we're going to talk a lot, actually, moving forward. So it's good to get to know you, and you know, that way I know the kind of angle and person I'm dealing with on the other end of the line. I think we'll do well. Communication is a big part of being successful with this online marketing. So we come from a similar background. I think this will definitely help us moving forward. But I did get back your signature from the subscription terms, so you're all good on that front. Just need you to knock out this client interview, and then when that postcard comes in the mail, obviously we need that 5-digit number on the back of it, so let me know when you get that. But I submitted all these notes, and they should be calling you here within about 15 minutes.
All right.
Thanks for your time. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I sent you my direct number and extension. Save that in your phone.
Yeah, I will definitely save that.
And you could share that with your dad, too, if he's got questions.
I'm going to share that with him, too.
Okay, and hopefully he's not too crazy. Well, I guess we're all a little crazy at the end of the day. What's his phone number? I'm going to add him, or his name and number. I'm going to add him in here, so that way if he calls in, we know who we're talking to here.
His name is Timothy Hughes.
Okay.
I'm trying to get that for you.
No worries. Take your time. Sorry, I don't mean to rush it.
Well, I got a call that keeps popping up.
Okay. That probably is the client interview technician, to be honest. They said 15 minutes, but it might be them. Is it from an 877 number?
I think so. Let me get you this number real quick.
Okay.
405.
Okay.
619.
Okay.
8144.
Okay. Take that call, Marcus, and then I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.